Dude, I'm down bad right now.
Are you serious?
I lost a lot of money in the World Cup.
The World Cup is easy money. You just bet on the money line of who's going to win, and you're good to go.
Dude, that's what I thought, but these underdogs are coming out of nowhere.
There were a couple underdogs today.
And so I keep betting on those, and I keep losing a lot of money.
What if you just stopped betting?
It doesn't work like that, Zach.
Save your money.
You got to bet yourself out of the hole.
Do you have some?
Oh, fuck.
Who's this?
This is my bookie.
You have a bookie?
Yeah, man. That's the only way you got to put your sports bet down these days.
You're in trouble?
I don't know. I have to pay him back this week.
Oh, God.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Waleed, my brother. How are you doing today, man?
I'm good. You had a good weekend, I'm assuming?
Great weekend. Good one, man. Listen, man, how are you doing? You had a good time?
Yeah, I had a good Thanksgiving. You know, everything's good.
Who is it?
You watched the games, that means?
Oh, yeah. You know, I got to watch my sport games. Love them.
So your team lost?
Yeah. I put some bets down and I lost a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, you put those bets down with me.
Yeah, how could I forget? Oh. You're the best book.
So, listen, you owe me my money.
Yeah, it's coming. We just dropped some merch recently and the shirt sales look pretty good.
Merchandise like t-shirts.
Yes.
Your fans buy them and stuff like this.
Yeah, and the quality of the shirts are really good.
Then they pay you money for this, right?
Yeah, they give us money for them, yeah.
Congratulations. So listen, I will buy one of those shirts.
Okay.
And then I will come see you, and then I will choke you with it if you don't give me my money.
Yeah, I mean, we'll get you a t-shirt. It's coming.
I don't want free. I support my friends.
I appreciate
it. I will murder you if you don't give me my money.
Yeah, it's going to come. How's next?
USA is going to beat Iran.
Yeah.
And you can bet all the money on that.
How's next?
Is that your friend Zach?
Yeah, this is Zach.
No, it's not.
I don't know who this is. Go talk to him. Come on.
Hey, Babu. Hey, USA, we're going to put all the money on USA. We're going to beat Iran, okay?
Yes. That's actually my good friend's home country, so I would take that back if I were you.
All right. We'll get you the money, okay?
Right. You got married a couple of weeks.
All right. Don't keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth. Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
Dude, I am fucked.
That was scary as hell.
Dude, I am so fucked. Let's start the show.
Oh, my God. You have a hardcore bookie.
No, he's great. He's I just like to put all my bets to him, and he puts the threats out there to make sure, you know, you pay him back. That's all.
Did you see our shirt sales?
Yeah, they're down.
Bad?
They're down. Guys, welcome to episode fucking 12.
Doce and Caban.
That's
12.
That's 12 in Spanish?
Yeah.
Oh, didn't know that.
It's good knowledge.
Yeah.
Guys, episode 11. I woke up at 4:45 in the morning last episode. Energy was low.
Ugh.
I was trying to watch the World Cup, be fucking World Cupper.
Yeah.
And I was trying to get everyone's energy up, and my energy was just in the fucking shitter.
He came in here, bags on his fucking eyes, Birkin bags under his fucking eyes.
That was so dumb. I tried to just wake up and just be like Mr. World Cup guy, watching every game.
What time did you go to sleep?
12. Dose numero dos. Yeah, that was bad.
Guys, sorry, listen, guys. To start the show, you know, last week we had mom plug.
I was going to say, pod, right? I showed my mom all the comments of Isaac's mom,
yeah.
And she loved him, but she hates being on camera. So I was going to do like a fun like Instagram foul tip story of like my mom thanking everyone, but she didn't want to be on camera. So thank you guys for commenting, Isaac's mom. But today... Oh, baby.
Guys, we spent a little bit of money, I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah, we did. Baby. Checks are coming in nice.
Checks are coming in fat, baby.
Dude, so we have a sick cameo for you guys to like and subscribe.
How much
today.
Do we pay for this? 10 grand?
Yeah, I think it was upwards of 10, 12K dose.
With taxes, yeah.
Big dose guy today.
Let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and play the cameo we got here.
Just to make sure you guys are liking and subscribing. For the audio listeners, this is a hot,
guy. This is Ben from Trillionaire Mindset.
He's the hottest.
Do me a favor.
This is so sick.
Please like and subscribe to Foul Tip because their podcast is so good. And my best friends, Zach and Waleed, are truly hilarious. They're out of this world funny. Don't let me down now, you hear?
That part was ad-libbed.
Please don't let me down.
Okay. That part was ad-libbed a little bit. I don't even know he would say that.
Oh, that's crazy. And we didn't pay him at all, actually.
Yeah, he just randomly said that Foul Tip Pod is great, and you guys should like and subscribe, and we're hilarious.
That's right. And
we're his best friends.
And then you guys didn't see the extended cut where he said, be sure to leave a 5-star rating.
Yes, and download audio. Wow, Ben is such a guy.
Such a supporter. And guys, this is the time that we want to take a special ad break. Ben Kahn cameos.
Yes, Ben Kahn cameos. $20.
$30 now.
Yeah, it's definitely gonna go up. Apparently he has 25 cameos to do because he tweeted it out, and he has he had to do 25 cameos last night.
Holy fuck. Guys, if you want a cameo from a foot fetish freak, Ben Kahn's your guy. Use code we don't have a code.
Just go to Ben Kahn. He's great. Loved it. Anyways, he's probably going to use us for his now, which is not going to be any better than...
Well, I don't have a cameo. You have a cameo.
I do have a cameo.
You should charge $5,000.
Just for this?
So he doesn't do it.
Anyways, I have a feeling it's going to go back and forth a little bit. Hopefully I can get some extra cash and we can get more cameos.
Oh, that's right. And speaking about extra cash, foultipshop.com.
Still up there.
Hot, hot merch.
Did you like my ad video?
Yeah, the one that you tried to post 10 times because of IG kept fucking putting it down.
I don't get Instagram with music, dude. I use their music, and then they fucking, strike me down. I use their songs. Anyways, yeah, I had fun with that. We had the Foul Tip Pod merch up for Black Friday. Good stuff. We did a couple ads for that. That was hella fun.
Mm-hmm.
But we had the Josh Allen shirt, and he maybe saw it.
Yeah, and maybe he's going to be suing us after this.
I'm not sure if he saw it or not, but...
I don't think he saw it.
If we could quickly pull up a DM with Josh Allen, it's the sickest thing. I've been trying, guys, to keep this under wraps. I've been trying to keep this quiet, just, not post it on social. He congratulated me above for getting married.
For your wedding?
Yes, he said congrats with a champagne bottle emoji. That was it. And I said, thanks, bro. Keep crushing.
Dude, this is cool as fuck. You're having a conversation with me.
But I was trying to keep it cool so then the foul tippers aren't like, yo, keep DMing you. Because I'm trying to ease it in. So I already suck his fucking...
So you're outside of a Chili's, which you love going to.
It's my favorite restaurant of all time.
And he responded, Applebee's with the other than.
Greater than, sorry. Yeah.
Other than
greater than a symbol.
That's how you know I didn't go to school.
And I didn't even think twice about sending this. I said, the love I have for you, I physically can't unfollow you, but that was almost it.
Huh, that's pretty funny.
Thank you.
And I thought
it was just gonna be a laugh emoji in the conversation. He replies again. He said, laughing my ass off. I will not resend my factual statement.
Oh, so he's double downing on Applebee's now.
Yes. And I just hearted it. Just trying
you
to
didn't
be...
respond? You didn't say anything?
I try to just be cool, you know?
No, you gotta say something. You gotta say, okay, let's go to Chili's and Applebee's together. And then that's how you fucking hang out with him.
Damn.
See, you're an idiot.
Okay.
And now you're gonna, it's never gonna happen.
That was actually a good response. I helped you with your Joshua Palmer text
last
night.
Shut the fuck up.
Let's read this. Hang on. Real quick. I didn't send this to you guys, but I'm just going to read it to you guys. Waleed has connects with Joshua Palmer for getting Chargers tickets.
Hopefully.
And he said, can you help me draft the text to Joshua Palmer? For Joshua Palmer, you're good at talking with athletes. And I said, yeah, of course. So in quotes, I say, what's up, man? If there's any tickets available for the December 11th game versus the Dolphins, that would be awesome. Great W today, by the way. That was sick. What'd he say to that?
He said, yeah, man, for sure. I got you. I did take out what's up, man, though. That was weird.
Why is that weird?
What's up, man?
Yeah, you're saying it's a hello.
Listen, that's the reason why you're not hanging out with Josh Allen right now.
All right. Well, how is your
why are you being so trying to be so cool with him?
What do you mean? I'm just trying to keep it like low key, keep it like, you know, like I know he just beat the Lions over Thanksgiving break. He was probably with his girlfriend or wife or whatever their status is, with some family, breaking tables, Buffalo Bill fan style,
right,
jumping off fucking RVs.
Yep.
You know, he's just raging. And I just thought that he was busy. But the fact that he replied again to my DM with two sentences and a laughing sideways emoji, the rolling one, I probably should have fucking replied. I'm a little pissed.
It's not too late. You could find another opportunity. And this time, I think you should let the Foul Tip listeners help you draft a response.
Okay. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. What I didn't know about Thanksgiving is that it's the biggest fucking football holiday.
Yeah.
Sports are on everywhere.
Lions play every Thanksgiving. It's a tradition.
For them?
The Detroit Lions play. Yeah, it's an NFL tradition. They play every Thanksgiving Thursday. And they have never been very good. So, I mean, they have been good, but this lasts what, like fucking 20 years or so?
Yeah,
or
what a terrible tradition. Yeah. What'd you do for Thanksgiving?
I went up to my grandparents. They live up in.
Oh, your Nona?
My Nona and my granddad. They live.
Your granddad doesn't have a cool nickname?
No, it's just granddad.
It's so lame. Oh, fuck.
It's my fucking granddad.
Okay, my bad.
But they live up in Grass Valley. It's north of Sacramento.
Yeah, dox your grandparents.
Yeah, people are going to fucking go see my grandparents.
Dude, you never know.
That's fair. But they have no internet, no Wi-Fi, no, like, nothing up there. It's literally just, like, my phone just, like, cut out when I was up there. And, I mean, like, they have internet and shit, but, yeah. Like, my grandparents' house, nothing. So I was just up there, and, like, the Thanksgiving was fucking awesome. It was just sitting around the kitchen table, me, my mom, my two grandparents, just talking.
Yeah? What'd you guys talk about?
Talked about my other cousins. We did a little gossip.
Oh, yes. Say it on here.
Yeah, we were like, oh, he's getting married to her.
Oh,
no, I'm just kidding. Corey.
Dude.
What?
Why are you doxing people?
No, it wasn't. We were joking.
Okay.
But yeah, he's going to be a dad.
Oh, nice. Congratulations.
My cousin. Yeah. Yes. And it was good stuff.
Nice.
It was a lot of fun. Nice. I watched home videos of my mom naked.
Oh. Well, that's normal.
I was sitting in the room and my mom was walking around shirtless on the home videos.
Yeah.
Not
yeah. As a kid, as
room.
A kid.
Yes, if my mom was shirtless in the family room with my grandparents, that would be strange.
That's a real Thanksgiving.
Yes. But yeah, it was good. It was just low key and you know, just in the woods.
And you drove, right?
I did drive.
Yeah,
I drove 5 hours up to the bay and then 2 hours up to Grass Valley. And then the 7-hour Thanksgiving traffic
back home.
Absolutely loved it. And now we're here.
Thank God.
Did you watch Thanksgiving sports? Or what was your Thanksgiving like?
I just fucking went to my mom's, went to the ladies. I just did a double dip situation, right?
Happy 2-year.
Happy 2-year. Yeah. And then I fucking, that was it. I just ate food.
Do you guys normally do like a big Thanksgiving celebration? I know like it's not big in Leon. You know.
Whoa, relax, buddy. I don't know what you're trying to say about my traditions or cultures, but you need to chill out. No, we eat food.
Why do you do that to me? You make me feel so bad. I've known you forever and I know the limits of when I'm supposed to say, what I'm not supposed to say.
There's a thing that Zach hates when at family get togethers is when we all speak Farsi.
You're making me sound so Republican right now.
No, it's true. Other people like it.
Speak my language. I'm the only white guy in the room.
No, we'll all speak Farsi, and then we'll throw Zach's name in there just
Dude,
to fuck
I
around.
I hate it so.
Just to fuck around. And then he's like, what are you guys saying about me? He freaks out.
Because, okay, so this is Shroom Cousin. This is Juarez, okay? Yeah. I did shrooms with this guy before. I had devilish thoughts the whole fucking time. Like, blah, blah, blah. We're cool, okay? But this cousin, they love fucking with me. And, like, the whole time, there's, like, other cousins involved as well during, like, these hangouts. And they talk Farsi, and then they just say, like, blah, 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 Zach, and blah, blah, blah. And then, like, I try and keep cool. Like, I'm like, okay, yeah, haha, they're fucking around. And they keep fucking doing it. Like, 5 minutes later, my name's not dropped at all. Yeah. But then all of a sudden, they'll just trickle in a little, Zach, and then, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're, like, we're obviously fucking with it, but he gets so mad, he's like, speak English.
I try and hold that sentence as long as I can, but then when you fucking do it like 3 or 4 more times, it's fucking annoying. I don't know what you're saying. All I know is a solemn.
There you go.
That's all I know.
That's all you need to know.
I need to know more things.
Did you see Tyson and Holyfield drop ear shape weed gummies?
At your Thanksgiving?
No, not on my Thanksgiving. Well, look, they're getting together, right? Use code GREENWED22 to save 20% off.
Tyson hit you up for an ad?
No.
Aren't these signed by Tyson?
Yeah, they are signed by Tyson.
That's pretty sick.
It is a little bit of a flex.
That's really sick.
But they're dropping. Imagine being homies with someone that you bit this person's ear off, all right? And now you guys are such good friends, you come together and make ear shape weed.
I just realized
gummies.
This is the guy that he bit his ear off.
Yeah, he's in the video. And they're like,
holy shit.
They're like, let's come together and let's make ear shaped weed gummies.
Dude, this is like Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes just doing like an ad together. Like,
why do they not like each other?
No, that's probably the worst example I've ever done in my life. But I mean, like, it's just two goats, you know, going at each other in the past. And then, like, I guess if Josh Allen bit Patrick Mahomes' dick off, then they can come together and do an ad.
Well, I was thinking.
That's so sick, though.
You know, let's take some inspo. Let's make a weed gummy for your ball, dude.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know, because you lost your ball, right?
Oh! That was a year ago. Yeah. I totally forgot about that.
Imagine we make one big tumor ball. Just one big thing, and you just got to eat it throughout the day.
What if you just suck on it?
You can do both.
Is it hard candy or is it chewable?
Well, your tumor is a little hard, so let's make it a hard candy.
It's like a little gumdrop.
Yeah.
A little gobstopper.
No, like a Dots.
That's chewable.
Okay, my bad.
I was thinking of the hard where you have to suck on
licking?
It.
Yeah. You ever use this?
Would you lick my...
No. Okay. Chill.
What's wrong with that? It's a fair question.
No. Yeah, I would. If you made a candy...
What do you think would sell? Do you think people would want to eat my ball or do you think people want to suck on my ball?
Huh.
Why don't you sit on that? Sit on that for a little
bit. Hey, Battle Tip listeners, are we sucking balls or are we eating balls? You guys, let us know.
If people can get super fucking high off my ball, I would think they want to suck on it a little bit. Savor it. You know, this is Zach's nut. Let's suck on this.
Depends on the flavor too, right?
vanilla only.
Oh.
What do you think of my fit today?
Oh, by the way, dude, great fit. Love the McDonald's. This is like very trendy. And you thrifted this too.
Yeah, this is old.
Yeah, it has a lot of lint.
So this is all my outfits have lint, okay? All, everything.
You know they have something for that, right?
Oh, okay, yeah. I tried in the morning, but... So this is my A1 outfit that I was keeping in my closet forever. Just in case, you know, my outfits were getting shit on, and episode one, my outfits got shat on. So I kept this in for a while, and I don't even know if this is my A1 outfit, because in my mind, I feel like this is my A1 outfit.
No, as long as you feel good in the outfit, that's all that matters at this point.
Describe what I look like.
Let's do a quick fit check for the Foul Tip listeners, audio listeners.
So this is a NASCAR jacket.
So this is, it's not like a traditional thick NASCAR jacket, but it's a red, yellow, black McDonald's windbreaker kind of racing jacket. And then he has
vroom
Vans on, kind of maroon color, worn down, the soles are coming off the sides.
I've had these since high school.
And then he has the most fucking skinniest fucking jeans I've ever seen in my entire... No wonder your balls got fucked up, dude. What kind of jeans are these? They're so skinny.
If I get a boner, I don't think I'm allowed to get a boner in these jeans.
Yeah, because they're going to rip.
I'm probably like, I go to a strip club and people think I'm gay. Like, just can't fucking,
like. Dude, they're so fucking tight. Jesus, I can feel like you can't even grab anything. My God. Well, that's Zach's big fit today, and you're doing a lot better, I will say.
Thank you.
Yeah,
you're after you just absolutely flame the shit out of my outfit.
I'm just worried about your jeans and the circulations of your crotch to your legs, your feet.
I tried today, okay? But so next episode, I have to either get more fitted.
Yeah.
Or I have to
Please get more fitted.
So that means
please.
I have to go buy shit.
Yes, that's what you do. You buy clothes.
But I don't have money. I spend it all on the Ben Kong cameo.
You thrift. Just go thrifting. You can find some good. Let me go through. Let someone go.
I was gonna say I've been thrifting, and what I've thrifted is what I've been wearing.
Yeah, never mind. Let me go with you. Or just come back to the office. We'll make you so. Yeah. I look fucking sick.
You have a camel toe.
What the fuck is it? Camel?
Yeah. Oh my Dude, god.
Are you fucking for real?
Okay.
You're gonna be racist on our own podcast to me? No, I do. I do have guilt.
You have your fourth sport research that you've done. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've missed all these sports, Waleed has gone and done his own research mm-hmm. out of his own time.
Mm-hmm.
A third job for you guys uh-huh. to teach you all
yep.
of oil wrestling, of scooter racing, of what was the last one?
You forgot the last one already?
Yeah.
Phone booth boxing.
Phone booth boxing. Yeah. That was the worst episode that we've ever had. So, of course, I forgot. Flushed it. But today...
Bater ball.
A lot of ball talk.
Yeah.
A lot of ball talk.
Though. Already. But essentially, this is a mix between basketball and MMA. Yeah, I did do a little burp. Sorry, guys. Sorry, audio listeners. It's a Russian sport, and I will say there's a theme with these Russians starting a lot of, like, weird sports.
A lot of war.
Yeah. Well, no, I just feel like they're just always trying to spice it up because there's nothing to do besides fight and hurt each other.
This is their childhood. Did you not have a fighting childhood?
Not really. It's pretty chill.
You didn't want to box your father?
I mean, he was a black belt.
Jesus. You could have done the phone booth boxing with your dad.
If my dad fucked me, he'd kick my ass.
A lot of hostility in the Russian sports, though.
That's right. If you want to go ahead and click the link, it seems like a very exciting sport because it is an octagon. Okay. And... the reason why...
Oh, so sick.
Yeah, the reason why they put
What was that shot? Sorry, I'm just analyzing this.
The reason why they put it in an octagon is because it got... Hang on.
I'm trying not to cut you off. Hang on. Try not to cut you off.
Because there was another hybrid of this, and it was like in a big field or a big court, and they were like, well, it's not as exciting, so let's put it in the fucking octagon, brothers.
Okay, so our jaws dropped because he just did a slam dunk. And this basketball MMA fighter slash blah, blah, blah. And he broke the glass. He did a Shaquille O'Neal.
He smashed the glass. Look at
he
this.
Hung on it, which is a technical foul in the States basketball, but not fucking here. If there's a technical foul in, what is this, Bader ball?
Bader ball, yeah.
The fans would riot.
Look at this.
This is a technical foul in NBA. But hell no, not here. By the way, watch this dude. I believe he gets his ACL torn. Right there. He just instantly grabs at his knee. Number 3.
Oh, yeah, he's down.
He gets rolled on.
Yeah, he's down. But it's knee. Cool because there's no, like, you don't have to dribble. And there's a...
Dude.
There's another sport called Dagestani basketball.
Can we go back to that real quick?
Go ahead.
They shoot like they fucking play PE. This is... Look at that little, like, foofy fucking shot. No, I mean, like, yeah, you can't dribble on it, but... That's bad.
That's not foofy. That's how I play.
This is how you this is how you would play. Like, I get that you probably wouldn't do the MMA stuff.
Yeah.
You would just stand and run around the end.
I'd be screaming. You No, don't touch me. Don't touch me.
But if they ask you to shoot, you could pull off the same fucking shit that guy just did.
Yeah, I'd be pretty good at this, Loki. But so there's another sport called Dagestani basketball, and it has very similar rules to this. And actually, Khabib plays this sport, Dagestani basketball.
Oh, I'm sure he's going to crush. I'm sure he's so good.
No, they fight. You could, like, push. You could be a little hostile.
That was your layup in the fucking Comedy Central.
The Adult Swim thing.
The Adult Swim thing.
So there's Khabib. Look at him.
No dribbling allowed.
No dribbling, so of course you're going to travel.
This is rugby. This is rugby shoot. Instead of kicking it through the goal or whatever, the field goal thing, it's, yeah.
Dude, this is hard.
They're shooting it.
What, you think you could play fucking Dagestani basketball?
Yeah. Dude, this is PE. This is literally PE. Those shots are horrendous. I can shoot better than this. I could beat Khabib.
Hey, whoa, whoa, whoa.
I could beat Khabib.
Relax. In basketball. In Dagestani
clip this. Khabib, fucking step up, friend. Okay? I will fucking kick your ass. All right? If you want to fucking go shirtless, I'll go shirtless with you. And I will beat you. Mano y mano.
What sport is this again?
Bader ball.
Yeah. No, basketball.
Basketball. Dagestani basketball. I will not beat you in MMA or boxing or whatever. Okay. But Dagestani basketball, you're fucking toast, dude.
I'm your fucking guy.
Holy shit. You suck. You are so bad. Look at this. Can you go back a little bit to his shot, his half court shot?
Hey, you chill out, man. Look at him.
Look at this. That is terrible.
And he didn't make it.
Fucking absolutely shaped it.
You know
it.
What? This is as bad as I would play, actually.
I think you're better than this.
Really?
I think you've, like, watched enough sports now. You've hung around, watched enough basketball. You've hung out with Trey and Jay, or Trey at least. You can fucking play. All right?
I'll take it.
You can hang. You could beat Khabib one-on-one. I think we can.
I don't want to clip that anywhere.
I think if it was a two-on-one versus me and you versus Khabib, I think we would.
No, it has to be fair. It has to be 2-on-2.
Okay, but I bet.
I'm sure another player is going
to. I bet he can fucking, like, you know, have enough man in them to be like, I'll take you
the
2-on-1.
The no dribbling thing is really confusing to me.
It's rugby.
Yeah. And they're getting hella physical. They're like hitting each other, like slapping each other and shit.
Yeah. Isn't this like what Russians do is fight and fucking like.
No, Russians,
fight.
They
love and hug. Look at this. This is a foul. That's a foul. Where are you going? What is this, dude? It's so bad. Is this why they have no fans in the stands? Is this practice or is this like real?
No, I think this is just like. Oh!
What is this? This was not part of it.
Oh, fuck.
I haven't seen this part. We haven't gotten this
part. Oh, yeah. You could be Khabib, Zach. You could beat him.
Okay. If this is part of it, I take everything I said back. Khabib, I will not beat you. I will scream and run away. Okay? Oh, God. He tapped out instantly. What was that for? What was the occasion of that?
Maybe he stole
his water?
Maybe that's what happens when you get a foul. You get your ass kicked.
Look at this. He's still fighting him. He's teabagging him. Oh, my God. He's reaching for his mom. Oh, God. He's going to miss this layup. I call it. Okay. He made it. Oh, nice.
Guys, if you want to watch Dagestani basketball or Bader ball,
so bad.
You can watch it at Naiza TV. That is NAIZA.TV, I think.
Is this an ad?
No, just if people want to get into more fucking weird Russian sports. Yeah. That's the only place you can watch it.
I feel like you could beat Khabib.
No, dude. After that.
Oh, I didn't know that was.
Oh, this clip is sick. Watch this.
Is this
Look,
Khabib?
So he's coming out of the.
Is this just a regular gel?
Yeah, this is just like an MMA fighter. He's coming out. Or, sorry, Bader ball player.
Oh, nice shot. Oh, look at God. That. See, that's where I would. Like, I could do that. I'll hang outside the.
Dude, there's
look,
straight
there's
up.
Like, there's like shooting. And then there's also a dude dying in the same fucking, like, play. Oh, shit.
Like,
I want to do that.
He's getting thrown down.
He just got helicoptered.
Dude, that's
why. So random.
Hey, guys, we want to take a quick thank you to our sponsor, FoulTipShop.com, where we have two shirts available. One is a white backyard baseball themed t-shirt, and the other is a Josh Allen Shrine tee. And you can get both of these t-shirts for $30 USD at FoulTipShop.com. Zach, what do you think about these t-shirts?
I wore them over the weekend, both of them at the same time, and I loved each and every one individually, just as my own children.
Great. That's right, guys. Again, you could use code NOTHING.
I like the Josh Allen tee better.
Yeah, Josh. I like both.
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
I said that because Josh Allen DM'd me.
Right.
So
right.
I have to say that.
Okay.
No, but both are cool.
All right, guys. Thank you, sponsor ourselves.
Okay, so I had a thought. That baseball.
Yeah.
Okay. Very dry sport. You know, right. I
get
love
the
it.
Russians into it.
I love it to death.
Yeah.
You know, fucking, but the rules that they're doing now, I'm going to sound old guy yelling at the clouds. Just go back. Either go back to the way baseball was.
What was the way baseball was?
Without the bigger bases and without the fucking pitch clock for pitchers and without having relief pitchers only pitch to or having them forcefully pitch to three batters now. You know, but all these stupid rules. Either throw them in a fucking MMA ring bats and like just fucking let them duel it out in there or just go back to OG baseball. But there's no, the way it is right now in the medium, you know,
yeah,
in the middle.
You're saying bring steroids back.
Bring steroids back.
Yeah.
Steroids for baseball is the fucking best. Let them fight the fucking game where you can like, you ever play the show game or not the show, but it was like a game where it was back in like the 90s where or early 2000s where it was like super arcade-ish and like you could, if the batter gets hit with the ball, you could charge the mound and just beat his fucking ass. And then if you beat his ass, you're considered like on fire. And then like the next at bat, you can fucking hit a home run.
That's
it's sick
as fuck. Yeah.
It's super sick.
I want to see that.
Yeah. It's super sick.
That's tight as fuck. You're on fire. fire.
Yeah. And you could just kick his ass after he hits you. But have that. Like, make it more interesting.
I agree.
Like, fucking get a guy in a chokehold after he hits a home run off you. That would be cool.
We should make a pitch, and you should take it to the MLB, and you should do a serious sit-down and pitch them.
You know what's funny is, if Khabib wanted to play baseball, I don't think anyone would say no to him.
No.
They would all be like, okay, yeah, you can play.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. And then he's going to go in there and start fucking grabbing the ball, not dribbling.
Just taking a bat and just like hitting. He would
hitting all the legs of players.
There would not be nine people in the lineup. It would be one person batting the whole game. It would just be Khabib. And it would just be Khabib like either swinging and missing and getting so frustrated that he just chokes everyone out the whole fucking game. And that's it.
Dude, I'd be so fucking scared.
USA versus Khabib.
Speaking about USA versus...
Nice.
It's a good transition, right?
Nice.
Dude, I know we joked about it on the cold open, but I did put a lot of money down for the World Cup.
You had a bet, was it Japan?
No, yeah, so I had Japan and I had... Fuck, what am I forgetting? It wasn't Costa Rica, it was...
Germany?
Belgium? I had Japan and Belgium to beat Morocco and Costa Rica. Lost both of those. But let me backtrack a little bit. I started with $100, right?
Okay.
And for the most part, it was very, very easy to bet on the World Cup.
Yes.
Because it's pretty obvious what teams are going to win, you think.
It's rigged.
Yeah. No, it's just like, you know who's better, whatever.
Yeah.
Right? My 100 turned into like $1,100 because I was just letting it ride the entire time.
Yeah.
Didn't pull anything out. I was like, this is sick. I'm fucking up, whatever. So then this USA versus England, the most one of the hyped up games.
I know ever. You bet on USA, right?
I bet on England winning.
You fucking unpatriotic son of a bitch.
I bet all of it on England.
I hated you
winning
when you texted me that you were betting on England.
Yeah.
Everyone knew that England, well, before the game happened, England was going to fucking kick our ass. Yeah. England was going to dominate.
I will say USA looked pretty fucking good.
Okay. I have this for you. Are you done with your betting? Yeah,
yeah. Anyways, I lost the money.
Yeah.
All of it.
Yeah, stop betting on soccer or football.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
I mean, I get so I agree with you on the betting that like the teams are pretty straightforward. Like Argentina should beat the shit out of Saudi Arabia, but that didn't fucking happen.
Yeah, exactly.
So I get that, but like shit like that happens. So I guess like and you keep betting on the teams or the games that like are huge upsets, like Morocco and fucking Saudi Arabia, and yeah. So the USA-England game was great. It was very competitive. It was cool.
It wasn't good. I lost.
Yeah. It was cool. It was cool to like see like that we were hanging in there. But like the USA, who did we... Who did we fucking play in the first round or the first game that we tied with?
Wales.
1-1. Wales, thank you. So that game, we looked great in the first half, and then in the second half, we looked like shit, and Wales didn't look very good in the opposite halves. And then in the England-USA game, England just did not look good.
Dude, England sucked. There, I saw them when the goalkeeper and the person who plays in the back with the goalkeeper, when they had the ball, everyone else was just kind of like walking around.
Yeah.
No, there was no pressure.
It's a lot of energy.
But
you know what soccer player runs? I think it's like 3 to 5 miles a game.
Yeah, and they're sprinting full speed.
That's fucking crazy.
But it didn't feel like England fucking was pressuring the fucking US. They weren't making like that many shots on fucking goal. And I lost a lot of money.
Yeah. No, Pulisic, he looked good. He had the one shot that hit the crossbar. I thought that was going to go in. Well, it surprised me that it was even close. But England just like didn't look good. And now we have to beat Iran,
USA versus Iran.
This is going to air on a Tuesday, so it's going to be airing after USA hopefully wins. God, please, for the USA, baby.
Yeah, for
baby.
The goddamn, listen, there's only one time when America becomes, like, everyone in America,
patriotic,
is the Olympics.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving football.
Thanksgiving football, Olympics, and the fucking World Cup, all right? And this time, I'm riding for fucking Iran.
Okay. I love it. I think...
I mean, no, USA, 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 I said Iran. Oh, shit.
What did you just say?
Nothing. I listen, my blood runs red, white, and blue.
What are the colors of the Iran flag? Good. At least you have to fucking think about it. God damn. What do you think the score is going to be? Because this is going to air.
I hope. Listen, this USA versus Iran, that's personal. All right.
Does Afghanistan and Iran hate each other?
No, we're neighbors. We're close. We speak kind of the same language. Yeah.
Cool.
I will want Iran to
Salam.
Win.
That's all I know.
No, USA is going to win. They have to beat them. To advance, they have to beat them.
So what do you think the score is going to be? 2-1?
I think
1-0?
I think
it's going to be low scoring.
I think it's going to be 5-0.
Okay. I just said it's going to be low scoring. I'll say 1-0 USA victory. And it's going to be a 60th minute goal from Pulisic.
Yeah. And no draws, please, for the love of God. No
draws.
What
do you think of the draws?
I think it's the dumbest shit. It should be like baseball. Where there's no, you
they
can't
keep
drop.
Going?
Yeah, they just keep going.
So, do you remember the fucking playoff game?
Where it went to like the 17th inning?
18th inning. Yeah. It was Astros Mariners. It was 0-0 for 18 innings. That's two baseball games. Okay, they play 9 innings. That's two baseball games basically in one of 0-0 baseball. Okay, and as a baseball fan, like, of course I fucking watched all of it because that's what I do. You know, I just like the sport. But like watching every time it gets to like the 90th minute and they add an extra time for the injuries and all that shit, like I'm like, okay, yeah, cool. Like we'll get extra time even after that. We'll get like the extra halves or the extra game or whatever the fuck you call it.
Yeah.
Like the 120th minute kind of shit. No, it ends. It ends 0-0.
I keep forgetting it.
Because I'm like, oh, shit, the action's so good. It's back
over
and forth.
Overtime, yeah.
Like, it's getting down to the 95th minute, and the whistle's about to blow. And like, oh, and then the whistle blows, and then it's like,
everyone
oh, yeah,
leaves.
That's it.
Yeah, and it's just, it might as well just get down to goal kicks.
I agree. Penalty kicks.
Yeah.
Goal kicks. Yes. I fucked that up in one of those, then I got reamed for it. But yeah, I agree with you. I think it should go extra time. And like, we're in the World Cup. We're fucking like, everyone's watching it. This is like...
Yeah, you're blue balling everybody.
Thank you. That's good.
Why? Because I said one ball?
I like having blue balls. At least it reminds me that I have plural balls.
Sorry, my bad.
No, it's good. But yeah, I think it should go extra time or penalty kicks. Like, I think you should have a definitive winner at the end of each match.
Well, listen, it's too late to change the fucking rules now.
Yeah, no shit. So, yeah, round 16 is happening today, or continuing today. Apparently we missed two great games, Cameroon.
Should I put one last bet on USA to beat Iran?
Yeah.
Just to get it all back.
And then you win, and then you're going to get the itch back.
Yeah, and then we lose it all again.
Do you remember that TikTok that clipped you, like, making it seem like you were addicted to gambling?
Oh, yeah. Someone did a hypercut where I just explained gambling, like, sports betting.
Way back in...
Yeah, like when we did the first...
Way earlier episode.
And someone made a hypercut and, like, gambling addict...
they did, like, dramatic cuts of Wally saying, like, yeah, I gamble... And then, like, it would cut to, like, Wally saying, like, I gambled again... And it like, but there is the middle part where Waleed was like, yeah, I gambled. It was whatever. You know, I'm not that into it. Yeah. But like, it was my first time betting. But then like, it would cut that part out and then be like, I gambled again. And it's like, okay, man, we get it. You're making Waleed seem like a fucking addict.
Okay, this is the bet. I'm going to put $20, USA to win. All right. And Iran won't score. That's the bet.
When people, this is why I don't think you'll ever fall off the cliff. When people gamble, they gamble like our friend, our buddy Brian.
Yeah.
Gambled $500.
Oh, absolutely not. I can't do that.
He won $2,000.
When I was letting everything ride, that's what I was hoping would happen, but it didn't happen.
I remember you used to do that kind of money during the baseball playoffs.
Yeah.
And you kept getting mad at me.
Yeah.
Because you did the opposite of what I fucking told you to do.
You kept bucking me.
No, you did the opposite.
All right. You know what they say? 90% of gamblers could win big if they just keep going.
This is the clip that's going to be cut out for the TikTok guy. That's going to make you seem like a fucking addict.
Listen, it's just
what is that quote?
You never heard that quote? It's just like
that's what an addict comes up with. You literally made up that stat. Addicts make up stats. I win 100% of the time. And then the wife goes, no, you don't, honey. You're wasting all of our money. Like, no, honey, shut up.
99% of gamblers could hit it big if they just kept going one more bet.
You just changed the quote. I don't think that was the quote you just said previously. Show the guy. There's a cool World Cup guy who's going fucking viral.
Oh, yeah. So it's weird. In Middle Eastern countries, I've noticed a trend that people can get famous for anything in the Middle East.
Any person anywhere. Famous for anything.
I know, but in the Middle East, they pick like the weirdest thing. So this guy, real quick before we play it, essentially, he is a dude who sits on a ladder and has a foam finger, and he points to the direction as people are leaving to the stadium.
Metro.
Where the metro is. And the way that his microphone kind of emits his voice, it just sounds kind of cool, right? So it's like, metro.
But the fact that they have a guy, are people, is this like a location for the metro super complicated to find? They have a guy,
no, but it's
they hire
like,
a guy designated to just point out where the metro is.
But it's just easy. But you got to think about it. There's all these people from all over the world. They don't know. They don't know like where to go. You know what I mean? So they need guys like this to tell them, hey, go this way. Anyways, everyone fucking gassed
him.
Yeah, everyone gassed him up so much. Now he's so fucking famous. Qatar invited him out to the, like, into the offices, gave him a bunch of shit. He's fucking doing intros for stadiums and shit like that. Season Barack, who's like a cook on TikTok, made a fucking video with him and like flew him out to his restaurant. Let's go ahead. I want to show you this because it's fucking like huge.
He just has a giant finger. Yeah. Not even a foam finger, I don't think. Oh, it is a foam finger. Now people are in the metro chanting.
Look, in front of everybody.
Now he's in the stadium. That's so cool.
Look, he looks sick as fuck now.
He's fitted. Now he's fucking fitted. He's got like way cooler shit now. His life looks way better. All from sitting on a lifeguard stand.
Let's pause it. I hope this doesn't become one of those Alex from Target situations where he pops off for a little bit and then just like goes off the grid. I hope this guy stays winning forever.
Alex from TikTok was a ploy. You know that, right?
Alex from Target?
Ellen DeGeneres or whatever, like, picked a dude and said, to try to prove that anyone could be famous, picked, like, a dude and just pretended that he worked at Target and just, like, made him become famous.
No way.
I swear.
What did you hear about this?
I watch Ellen DeGeneres. No, I'm just kidding. No, it was, like, a thing. It was just to prove that, like, anyone could be famous. And it was before, like truly, like, TikTok people can become famous. Like, anyone, yeah. Like, literally could become famous. It was like that.
Damn.
And it proved it.
So Alex from Target is just a big sham?
Yeah.
Fuck that kid.
Well, okay, well,
that's why he fell off. You don't see that kid anywhere.
Are you don't like Target anymore?
No, I love Target.
Yeah, so it's not gonna be an Alex from Target. This guy's real. He fucking started from the scraps.
And it's cool because everyone, like, it's a universal thing, right? Metro.
Do you think he has, like, I know Qatar hired people to work in Qatar for this World Cup. Do you think it's like he's from a different country?
I don't know. I hope he fucking, wherever he's from, he better renegotiate his contract because the price just went up, buddy.
Just for doing, like, metro shit?
Yeah. second dude, and this one's really, really funny. Essentially, there is a young Qatari during the first game of the World Cup, and he flipped his head throb, like, in a funny way or whatever.
This is an interview?
Yeah, so they clipped that moment, whatever, right? It blew up in China. In China, it blew all over social media in China, and they're calling him the young prince because he went like this with his little throb, whatever, kind of flamboyantly, you know?
What was that?
Flamboyant.
Okay.
Did I say that right?
No, you did.
Okay, good.
You did good.
Anyways, so now China's like, yo, please get on this fucking, our version of TikTok. Please, please, please. So let's go ahead. Let's play the video real quick. It's fucking...
For his popularities in China, a lot of Chinese fans are saying, you gotta go to Douyin, which is the Chinese TikTok. And he said, stay tuned. And guess what? He has a Douyin account right now, and his name is Laiyibu Xiaowangzi. So Laiyibu is his Chinese name.
Yep, I'm gonna search that.
Young Prince.
I got
However,
that down.
However, in China, he's more well known as the Young Prince of Qatar. In his background
That's
photo
baller.
And his own profile,
can we zoom
is those
into the
cute
profile
animes
picture?
That Chinese fans made for him. That
can.
Is just to say how much he embraced this
Let's
identity
pause it real quick.
As a new.
They fucking made him into like an anime character.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah, it's tight as fuck. That's what I'm saying. It's so cool seeing, in at least Middle Eastern countries, what I've saw, just like anyone can blow up and be famous.
You know what's a little weird though?
What?
Is I've done a rabbit hole of TikTok, and apparently she just said like China has their own version of TikTok, and TikTok is a Chinese.
Oh great,
app.
Conspiracy Zach's coming.
I
up.
Dude, I'm just. It's a
oh,
little weird,
great.
Man. A little
oh,
weird.
Great.
So, I'm still going to use the fuck out of TikTok, so I'm part of the fucking issue, but yeah.
Dude, why don't you use Chinese TikTok?
I don't think it's available in the States.
You can download NordVPN.
I'll hit up Elon. Yeah, but that's cool though. Sorry, I just wanted to point that out. They have the Douyin app.
Dude, I would love if you got famous in a different country like this, like in China, and there was like anime versions of you and like big cardboard cutouts like all over the city.
I saw the clip of him like doing the little
robe flip,
the throwaway robe.
Yeah,
that's cool.
You know, Gavin blew up in China, right? Gavin from
the kid,
Line. Yeah.
The kid. What did he get famous for? The gecko on the head.
Yeah, the lizard video. On the head, yeah. And then like just making faces. He's fucking huge in China. They fly him out. He knows Chinese now.
That's so sick.
Can we look up Gavin speaking Chinese? I don't know if that will. Dude. Gavin Thomas speaking Chinese.
You know Nick Macedon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is his nephew.
Talking about food in China. Look at this.
The top. It's a top post.
Play the audio.
This is Gavin at a restaurant. The little kid who's now like teenager. This is awesome.
No, he knows Chinese.
This is like me speaking Farsi.
No, it's not.
Solemn.
Chinese is
solemn.
It's such a hard language to learn.
No, I heard it. I think it's easy. Mandarin?
No, it's not.
I thought it was easy.
Who said that? It's super hard.
That's what Duolingo said.
Oh, dude. Duolingo is a scam and they're trying to fucking...
I thought Mandarin was easy to learn.
They will say anything's easy to learn to get you on the damn.
We'll see. I know the writing for
it. All right, so come next week speaking full Chinese. Mandarin.
Okay. I'll say next episode, I'll learn how to say... the number one language listed is the most challenging to learn.
It's the most difficult language to learn for English speakers.
Challenge accepted.
What?
Next episode, I'm going to learn how to say, welcome to episode 13 in Mandarin.
Good luck, dude.
That's easy.
And you got to get the pronunciation right, and you got to get the... just like the...
You want me to spell it?
No, you got to spell it. Good luck. Episode 13.
I could have... Maybe English is the easiest language to learn. Maybe I got it confused. God damn it. Well, whatever. Congrats to fucking Gavin for learning Mandarin so easily.
Are you a hater?
I'm a little jealous. Okay? But just real quick, I also wanted to show England fans throwing beer because they were pissed that they...
the draw?
We're going a little back and forth. We're under the umbrella of World Cup still. We're not jumping around too much. But England, when they... this is the end of the match versus USA. This is a pub in England.
Yeah, you eat fish and chips and...
Yep. And drink beer at 8 a.m. in the morning or 5 a.m. in the morning. Don't go to bed. But look, they have to wear... They are equipped with ponchos or like whatever the fuck you call it to protect... Like, even the fucking like bartenders are just handing out cups of beer to just chuck up in the air. If this happened in... like Legends, yeah, in Long Beach, you would be thrown out first cup.
Oh yeah,
thrown in the air
and throwing fit. Look, they're getting pissed. They're throwing up tables and shit. By the way, English fans are diehard football fans. By the
way, and the fact that they like everyone was talking shit about us, like they were gonna kick our fucking ass and blah blah blah. Couldn't even score a goal.
Yeah,
mate.
Guess what, biscuit eating fucks, we beat your ass. Yeah, it's not called football. It's called soccer.
Nice.
By the way, I hate that shit so much.
Nice.
It's called soccer. Have you seen that online?
Yes, I have.
I hate it.
But they're just chucking out beer and like everyone, their days are already ruined. Now they're going to be going home soaked. Look at this dude in the front. He's wiping his head off of beer. It's sad. Be better.
Hey, that's their culture, Zach.
What do we do? Like, if USA won, we shoot fucking AK-47s up in the air?
No, we don't do that.
We have bald eagles fly and fucking pick you up?
Yeah, they're pissed, bro. Wait, you said bald eagles fly and pick you up? Yeah. What the fuck?
There was a bald eagle that flew and picked up an England fan and dropped him in the Pacific Ocean. I'm just kidding. Made that up. Clip that. Just kidding. Don't clip that. How's it going, Ricardo? How's your day going, Ricardo?
What, you're talking to our editor?
Right? We haven't brought him up today. We usually bring him up.
Yeah,
can you guys hear me?
Oh, God. Shit.
Sorry, you scared us.
Ladies and gentlemen, Curtis Connor, the man with two first names, here on our pod for episode 12. How's it going today, my friend?
I'm great. How are you guys doing? Sorry. Yo, I was literally, I thought I was like, I was here like on Zoom for like a while and I was like, these guys aren't fucking here yet, but I was like in the wrong Zoom. So that was my bad.
No, you're good. The producers like having the guests of each episode come in and scare us. So you did.
Okay.
You did a fantastic. Oh, hey.
Wait, Curtis, who's behind you?
Nice.
Oh my God. Oh, dude, don't.
Dude, does everyone do that for every YouTube interview?
I do it.
All right. Anyways, Curtis Connor, ladies and gentlemen, a huge YouTuber. We'd have to do a little intro for you.
Yeah.
Sorry, Curtis. A huge YouTuber,
yeah, okay.
4 million subs, podcaster. He just got married. Yes, you did.
Yes, yeah, congratulations. You...
Samesies.
Wow, wow. Yeah.
You had a,
we got married to each other.
Yes, we did. What was the article you had written about you on Snapchat that you tweeted out?
Yeah. I guess... That was weird. I guess Snapchat has articles sometimes, and they wrote one, and they used a picture of me that was not me. It was like they used a face, like a face app edit of me that they used as like the cover of it. It's so fucking creepy.
Was it like a face over like a better looking body, or the other way around? Or
they do
it was
justice?
Like a better. It was like a more chiseled version of me. Like it was more like handsome.
That's
sort of.
Well, that's where I get all my news is Snapchat.
Yes, we find out everything.
You wake up and you open Snapchat.
Snapchat articles.
We found out we had a vote over Snapchat and didn't know that. Wow, we were behind on that.
Congratulations on getting married. Are you in Canada right now? Where are you located?
Yes, Toronto, Canada is where I live.
Nice.
That is where I am right now as well.
Your address is
if you just search Canada, it should pop up.
top mansion of Canada up on a hill. We have a cool idea for you.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
We want to text you because we know you're yatted. We know you're like.
Can you show your tats?
Yeah, show us
at least
sleeve.
Your forearm tats. You have plenty more all over your body. But
yeah, I got some other parts I can't show you.
You can show it on the extra.
Well, it's
episode.
Just I just go full frontal dick and balls.
We need as many views.
What would you guys do if the Zoom call answered and it was just
hey,
a close-up.
Our producers do like to surprise us.
I would do those.
We have a
hey guys.
An idea for you for your next tattoo.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna send mine first.
So we can't share our screens with you because Zoom is like that.
So we texted it to you. Let us know what
you
think.
Okay, texted it to
you. Zach hand drawn his, which is nice.
Okay.
What do you think of? What do you think of mine? I thought it was pretty good.
Yours is the hand drawn one.
Yes, the besties.
That one's cute.
Thank you.
I like it. I like I get.
I didn't want to include
you gave
Waleed.
Me a nice you gave me a nice new like haircut. I like that. You sort of switched it up for me.
Okay.
I think that is me, right?
It's pretty spot on.
The mustache is me, I'm guessing.
Yes, it is.
Which one
would you want? Because you're gonna have to for this
yeah.
podcast.
Really putting me on the spot here.
They're both good.
You know what? I think it's a good old fashioned tie.
Oh, you!
What is this,
fucking...
the USA versus England game?
Nice.
There was a draw. That's why. That's the.
There's
a draw. Yeah, yeah, yeah. By the way, speaking of World Cup, Canada lost. Are you sad? Are you bummed?
Man, I was hoping you wouldn't bring it up. Oh. I'm broken up about the whole thing. I was just sort of. I was just sort of journaling this morning about how.
Yeah, I could tell you're pretty bummed out about it.
I sort of had to wipe my tears really quick before I hopped onto the Zoom. I had to put on a brave face.
God,
big football guy. I like them both.
Are you a sports guy at all? We bring people on knowing that they're either sports fans or not, so if you are or not,
yeah, and
doesn't sports. Affect you at all,
right? I mean, I do. I like I'm a pretty avid golfer in the summer.
Nice.
And so that's not like a real sport, but
no, that's a real
hot
sport.
Take.
Well, it's like I don't think it should be classified as a sport if you could just like have like 30 beers while you do it and still
that's how sports all sports it. Should be, in my opinion.
Yeah,
that's a good take.
I mean, like, yeah, but also that is pretty fun just because it's like, I don't know, I could just like do it by myself and like there's no like real winner really, like there doesn't have to be, you know.
Yeah,
you're only trying to like make it better for yourself. But I like keeping up with, like, I've been to a few basketball games. I like playing 2K with my friends, you know.
There you go. How'd you get into golf?
My dad, like, he just, like, made me do it pretty much. Cause he was, like, he would golf all the time. And then he's like, oh, now I have a son and I could just bring him with me.
I literally was thinking if and when I ever have a child with my one nut, I don't know if I'm going to be fertile in the future, but we'll see. Anyways, this has gotten dark. When I golf in the future and I have a son or a daughter, I'm going to do exactly what your dad does. I'm going to force them to golf with me because I have zero friends. There's no way. You're not going to fucking golf. I don't want to golf with you.
Yeah, I won't.
You are trash.
It is a big commitment.
Yeah.
It's like, it sucks because golf is so fun, but there is like, with at least basketball, you could just like get a basketball from Walmart. It's like $20 and you just go find like a hoop.
Yep.
But like golf, it's like, thousands of dollars for like a full set. And it's like $100 a round. You have to like keep buying balls and shit because you're losing so many. It is the most stressful, like time consuming, like expensive sport. I don't know why I do it.
Are you good? Are you like decent at it?
I'm like okay.
Are you hitting bogeys and eagles?
That's okay. That's different ends. Bogeys bad, eagles good.
I mean, yeah. I mean, like, maybe. I don't know.
Is there can our producers find a clip of you? No, not right now, but like a clip of you golfing? Like, do you post it? Or is it a private life?
Sometimes. I like to keep my golf career pretty private. Two sides of it. No, I could probably find a video of me, like, you know, slapping a fucking drive
on the green, dude.
Nice.
Wait, do you watch golf? Or are you watching Tiger Woods or like the PGA or anything like that?
Am I watching Tiger Woods or the PGA?
That's all I know.
Yeah.
Well, that was a good question.
Yeah, I'll be watching the PGA Tour, and then Tiger shows up, and I'm like, no, I can't.
Oh, no, not this guy.
I can't have two of the same.
This man cheated on his wife. I can't do this.
Yeah, but have you seen him swing a club, though? No, I watch golf sometimes. Like, I don't really, like, I can't. My dad is, like, again, my dad, he literally, like, wakes up at, like, fucking 5 in the morning to watch, like, the European Tour, and it's so weird. I could, like.
He's into it.
He's like into it. I could never do that. Like, I'll watch like the highlights on like the PGA like Instagram account or something, or like a golf meme account. Yeah. But golf's pretty fun. It's a great time. Even looking at that green screen behind you.
You want to hit this? You want to fucking hit the links? Yeah, baby.
Going.
We're in a baseball stadium in post production, by the way. So just so you understand, just so you okay, think we're not going to put you in like some porn scene or some weird vibe. But is this set?
That's good.
Is this your YouTube kind of vibe, or is this your very really good podcast vibe? Because your very really good podcast set is fucking sick, and we are striving for that one. Because
hell yeah,
we have the couch. But
the couch, we got two mics, which is all you need.
You got the 90s desktop to your right, you know, and you got like the old retro vibe going on.
Yeah, how many episodes are you in?
Wow. Like 200 now, over two. I'm like 202, 203.
Holy fuck.
You're
doing it for a long time. My shout out to my wife, Jenna, also for that set. Shout out wife, Jenna.
Jenna.
Yeah, she pretty much designed like the whole. Like, I told her like what I like wanted like the vibe to be, and she was like, well, that's cool, you should do this. We wanted it to be like a 90s like computer room type beat.
Nailed it.
And
absolutely
and,
nailed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crushed it.
Literally, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
That's fucking sick.
Yeah, I love it. This is like my office in my house where I film like my YouTube stuff. But the studio's like a 10-minute drive from my house. It's great.
Now, like, any advice for up-and-coming podcasters who are on their 12th episode?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you guys are already way better off than I was at my 12th episode, so I don't think you need any tips from me.
Well,
I think
He's like, stop.
Are you your own studio and like are you signed to someone or you're your own thing, right?
It's just for my podcast, it's all me. I'm not under any like producer or anything like that. But yeah, my 12th episode was like in my kitchen. So you guys are crushing it.
Dude, fuck yeah.
We can have this a kitchen.
It could be whatever you want.
Yeah, could you make it my kitchen for now?
Yeah, just send Ricardo a picture of your kitchen and we'll get that in for you right away.
Are you still
and also episodes that I'm not on. I want it to be my kitchen.
Okay, we got you.
Is you cooking like while we're interviewing someone else in the background?
For your sports podcast.
Are you still collecting Pokemon cards and like Digimon cards and shit?
Yeah. I mean, I slowed down like a little because of like tour. Yeah. I just like couldn't like do that. But I mean, it's something to keep me busy. Like in the winter when I can't like go out and golf.
Hey.
But yeah, I just I bought myself like a Pokemon, a box to like is like a little end of tour like gift for myself.
Nice.
So I bought one of those.
How much is the box?
It's whatever, man. It doesn't.
Don't
like it's
well,
like
no, do that. Don't ask him.
Isn't it a thing where like you buy the box and then you pull a card to see like if you get what you got for the box?
Well, I like it. Like I like having boxes that like and like not opening them. That's like my thing.
Okay. Sealed.
Yeah.
Okay. How about you open it right now?
Okay.
No, it's all good. Sure. It's either the
guest, yeah,
the tattoo or the Pokemon card opening. So
yeah, you gotta have either. You think about it. You take your time. How do you have time to? How do you have time to go on tour, Twitch, make YouTube videos? Participate in
Jenna does all of it.
Yeah.
Jenna's pulling the strings.
Yeah.
Jenna's pulling the strings. No, that's a.
I am but a husk. I am nothing.
That's a good question.
How do I have time?
Yeah, you do so much shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I will say touring while trying to make YouTube videos while on tour is the fucking worst thing I have ever had to do in my life. I will say that. I will go on record because, dude, you guys like performed like live like comedy before. I think
once or twice.
Yeah, you've done it before.
Yeah, we have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and you. Okay, it doesn't matter. But it's like, especially like just touring. It's like you get on this tour, especially. It was like you get to a city. We're on a bus. We wake up on the bus. We're in like a new city. And then you have like fucking like four. Well, hold on. Sorry. We get to a city at like, we wake up at like 9 a.m. We can't go into the venue at like noon or one. We can't get into the venue until then.
Yeah.
And we're not allowed to shit on the bus. So all you have to do is like wake up and like hopefully find a bathroom or hopefully you don't have to shit until 12 or 1 p.m. when you get into the venue. And then, so you're waiting all day. You're like, I don't know what to do until then. And then you get into the venue. We do sound check at like fucking like four. And then we just have like signed a bunch of shit or do some random stuff until the show starts, until doors open at six. And then we're like in the venue because you don't want to leave the venue to be like around, like just like, I don't know. You just want to be in there. And then the show ends. And then you go into the bus. You're like, hey, okay, well, we don't want to do anything. We're all fucking tired. You literally have no time to like sit down.
When'd you shit?
Script.
Yeah, when'd you shit? He didn't shit.
I didn't. I didn't for 5 months. I held it in.
Well, that fucking sounds like hell.
Sounds terrible.
Wait, so then when did you do your YouTube stuff during all that?
It was like, okay, the schedule on this tour was like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we'd have shows. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we would have off.
Mm-hmm.
So we would be in like a hotel somewhere. So that would give me like 3 days to do that. But the thing is, it was like the first day off, I was just sleeping like all day because I was so tired and happy to be in like a regular bed.
Yeah.
So it was really only like 2 days. Jesus. And then obviously people like my friends were there and like making plans and shit for a days off. So it's like, I only really have like 1 day to do everything. So it's like, yeah, that sucked. And it's like, I also wasn't able to like make the videos. Like I didn't have all my stuff that I usually have. Yeah. Like I didn't have all the time and stuff that I wanted to put into it. So it was like, it was incredible. Like doing the shows and like performing and seeing everybody and like the shows are like, I can't say enough. The shows are incredible, yeah. But like, I was like getting so much anxiety and like stress about like not uploading on
that's hard
my main channel. Cause that's like,
they had to understand that you're like, you're busy. You're meeting the viewers that watch your YouTube videos basically. Right.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
They go up to him. Hey, great show. Where the fuck's my video?
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, that sounds tough, but you said we, is it, it was just you, like, what was the set of your tour? Sorry, I didn't make it to a show, but.
No, that's okay. It's, I had two openers, my friends, Jacob and Dean, we've been doing shows together for like fucking like 10 years now. But so it was cool to bring them out. So it was them, they did like 15 minutes each, mostly usually 20 they would do, and then I would do like an hour, hour 10 depending, and then and that was it. We did 57 shows.
Damn.
In 51 cities. It was fucking crazy.
Well,
yeah.
Dude, let us know next time you're fucking out
no,
here.
No, give them more props than that. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, yeah, it's sick. It's sick. It's sick. It's sick. But
thank
you didn't
you.
Upload that many YouTube videos during that time.
I needed 57 yeah. YouTube videos. Then I'll say so.
So your tour was different than your content that you usually put out, like your podcast? Or was it like a live podcast kind of vibe? Or
it was a stand-up.
Oh, nice.
I was, yeah, because I've been doing stand-up longer than... like any this I was doing stand up like pre Vine.
I was gonna say your Vines basically like were good,
yeah,
like 6 second punch jokes, like they were good.
Yeah, thanks. Thank that. I mean, that's pretty much what they were. I, especially when I started, I was like only doing like one liners. I was like,
yeah, so you were
so,
the
like,
one line
was like, yeah, like Vine was like perfect for it. I stopped doing that a couple years ago, like just as it's just hard to do an hour of like new one liners because you need like 100 jokes
yeah.
in a row, and it's like. That's a lot.
I mean,
but...
Vine was better than going to an open mic. I'll tell you that. Open mics suck, dude.
Yeah. Oh, for you?
Yeah, because you go, you go in like some grungy bar.
Or everywhere.
Yeah. There's usually every guest we have them place a bet for us.
Yes. Tonight's a.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Fun. Do you want to do? Wally does the betting. Yeah. You don't have to put any money down.
Oh, you're a big bet guy.
Yeah, well, not recently. But
you're a gambling
yeah,
addict,
no,
huh?
No, 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 no.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Clip it. Do you want to do a World Cup bet, or do you want to do... there's a Monday Night Football game that really is boring, but I
let's
just
do
really,
World Cup.
I really
yeah.
sold that one.
So the big one, the hyped up one is...
I think I know what one you want me to do.
The hyped up one is USA versus Iran. On Tuesday, and I know you're bummed about Canada being gone. So there's those
yeah,
two teams.
I was really hoping you wouldn't fucking bring it up.
My
again,
bad, my bad.
There you go.
Do you actually care about? Or like, did you watch the World Cup?
I literally don't give a shit.
Okay,
because we can keep going with the World Cup if you wanted to.
No, I could not tell you anything about.
Got it.
World Cup. Is it if like? How often is it? Like every
oh, it's,
year, every
it's the entire
every
month.
Years,
yeah.
But they play
every 4 years.
Yes, they play at 2 a.m., 5 a.m., 8 a.m., and 11.
Yeah.
So
God, so it's like the Olympics, but only soccer.
Yeah.
Good. Nice.
Nice. Hey, you...
well, only like it's like the Summer Olympics.
Yeah,
those
yeah,
are
yeah,
like
yeah,
four
yeah.
Years.
It's not called soccer. It's called
soccer.
Football.
All right, just fucking place
him.
Your bet.
So am I placing the bet for the football game
yes.
or the football?
Yeah, 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 yeah. yeah. for the
with
soccer.
The accent on the U.
Yeah, oh. yeah.
with the ball.
Do you want England or do you want to
no,
fuck
USA.
Up? Oh, yeah. Or do you want Iran or do you want USA?
I'm going to bet on Iran.
Oh, you,
oh
he's
yeah.
He's not even American, so he can
yeah.
do whatever the fuck he wants.
All right,
yeah.
No, that doesn't count.
Why not?
Oh, yeah, you're supposed to
yeah.
do whatever Curtis
you
says.
Do it. And what's the amount? You want me to put 10 grand?
10, well, 10 grand Canadian bucks?
Yeah. By the way,
yeah,
Canadian
so
money is just free money.
Yeah, that's like $2
yeah.
US. So
is that how that works?
Yeah, dude. It's like pesos.
I don't know how much
I'll
how much you use. What's like a normal
like
bet? 50, like 20
bucks? Yeah,
50K?
$50,000? 50 bucks. No.
Dude,
okay.
We're in a studio, bro. We have so much money.
That's true. You rented out a whole baseball diamond.
Yes,
we
did.
That's right. And a kitchen.
And your kitchen.
And my kitchen. Yeah. You rented out my kitchen. And that's not cheap.
I'll do 25 on Iran.
No, let him pick.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, how much do you want me to put?
I was going to say like 30.
Okay.
So let's do 20.
All right. Let's do 28 to make it even.
That's cute.
Well, It'd be 27 and a half.
Oh, okay. Fuck.
Wow.
My bad.
All right. Curtis, thanks for coming on, my friend.
Anytime.
Greatly appreciate it. Make sure you check out Very Really Good. He doesn't need any help with it, but okay.
Don't check it out.
Yeah. But clean your kitchen for us, and we'll see you on the links. How's that?
Yeah. Well, thanks for having I don't know why I'm saluting so much. thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate it. And
love you.
I hope Iran wins.
Yeah.
What a way to fucking sign off. Bye, Curtis.
Bye, Curtis. Thank
you. All right, see
you guys. Love you.
What a nice, sweet young man.
I'm still here.
No, he's so nice. Oh, thank God. I got to piss so bad, bro. Do you mind if I take a pee break?
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah, go ahead. How was your pee?
Dude, it was good. I had to pee so fucking bad. I had to pee because I know for this next segment, I got to stay fucking focused because what I'm about to say, it's going to be a lot.
TMG Studios, collusion update.
So, Cody Noel, you know, they had that show called The Bone Zone, right?
Of course. I'm subscribed to TMGstudios.tv.
That's right. That's right. And on The Bone Zone, they decided to talk about our fantasy stuff. And
like how we decided to bring up our own fantasy stuff without anyone forcing us to do
that's
so.
That's right. That's right. And they had
outed ourselves.
They had some things to say. Let's go ahead. Let's watch the clip.
Okay. This is from Bone
Zone. Zach and Waleed, you colossal dumbasses. So I'm talking with Zach and Waleed because we kind of just generally talk sports.
Uh-huh.
And then Waleed just, hey man, I'm playing Zach this week. I'm fucked. You want to make a trade? Let me know. Some people would define that as collusion. I think that's what goes on in regular sports.
No,
so
it's the definition of
then
collusion.
You bozos, you go and talk about it publicly. Now look at you both.
I was all stoked because I set my lineup for the very first time.
Dude.
Yeah.
It was out of the blue. I was like, I'm going to do it.
Now that you're back in it, it's me, you, and Waleed fighting for that final
Cody's
two
team's good,
place team.
So let's collude against him.
I'm saying.
And we'll bump Wally down, and he's going to do the stream.
Or we just collude against Zach.
It's a rabbit hole, you know?
I know. And had I gone down it from week three,
yeah,
I'd be in your ass, Zachary Piona.
I would love you in my ass, Noel. Miller.
I'd be making love to you.
Make it.
Sweet love to you.
Make sweet love. Anyways.
Noel, you go-kart driving piece of shit, all right? You got that story all wrong, all right? Listen, you piece of shit, Noel, all right? Listen.
He's here.
You asked for the player at the, oh, shit. Oh, fuck. And I'm going to keep going. Hang on. All right? Not only did he want me to collude with him.
Be quiet. You haven't been talking about real sports all morning. I don't know what you've been doing all morning. Shut up.
Hang on. I'm going to say something.
Hang on. Hey, check your bank balance.
Shit.
Listen, this weekend?
Go-karting isn't even a real sport, all right? And Cody, for him to agree that surfing Johnny Bravo looking motherfucker.
Whoa, nice.
You guys are both going down, and I'm going to be the guy to do it.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, yeah. Hey, how's it going? How's it going?
First of all, let's make everything clear to everyone. We're talking every day.
Yes.
I'm harassing every day.
We text 24/7.
Yeah.
We got a collusion chat. It's labeled collusion
yes,
chat.
Yes,
it is.
Collusion is not a negative thing. It's actually like a day club. It's like a membership thing, you know?
Okay.
I like this.
I don't agree with that, but all right.
It's kind of like the sports version of Raya. Yo, are you on collusion? They didn't accept me. You know, they didn't accept me.
Okay.
You know, we're going to come out of the app. It's going to be great. Anyways, look, we wanted to do this segment last week. And I know it's a little late to be talking, fucking week 11 shit. But I just had to say, me and Ben had one of the most exciting fantasy games of potentially in the whole league, minus Zach getting his ass beat yesterday. But
I still have a chance to win.
You do have a chance, and we should talk about that in a second. But let me say, let me just get this out the way. I can never play fantasy for real again.
You are into it, bro.
Yeah, you're watching hard.
The last 3 weeks has been hell. I need to escape this. So I
watched the Bone Zone episode, and you said that you've been like overanalyzing. You've been doing hella research. You went on the plane and did research and shit. Like,
crying, yeah.
You are fucking into it. And this
by the way, that's kind of scary.
I mean, I'm into it.
Yeah.
Like, I do hella research and shit. But like, Ryan, our producer, he's quit because he got fucking, it took his whole weekends away, and like, he would just sit and watch, and like,
he told me that him and his lady went to the beach. I was about to dox his wifey, but I had to.
I'll dox. What do you?
Go ahead. No.
I'm just kidding.
Her name's they live in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you're
going
to have to bleep that out.
That's extra work for Ricardo.
That's fine. So he said that they went to the beach and he bought like a screen protector so he could look at his iPad through the sun. And then he realized, what the fuck am I doing?
Okay, I'm not like that.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
I went to
Let me tell you, I'm getting to that.
Are you getting? Yeah, you
a little bit.
You overanalyzed Dak Prescott for Kyler Murray, and then you asked me who's the better pick, and I ended up telling you the wrong pick.
Yeah, that's my fucking dog.
Zach is a total sandbag, and he's not even trying. He unintentionally gives everyone horrible advice.
I told Ben to play Rondell Moore last Monday night, and Rondell Moore goes out first play with a groin injury. Gets minus 0.6 points, loses to Noel in a last second George Kittle touchdown.
Well, Noel should be thanking you then.
I know, but I fucked Ben over, and then Ben.
Yeah.
I'm just bad.
You're already going to win the league, dude. You don't need me to lose.
I'm losing to Brooke. I'm about to fucking be. I could be third place.
Well, so here's what I'm thinking, since Noel's here.
Mm-hmm.
Since Zach's already going to lose to Brooke, right?
Yeah.
Don't know yet.
Zach is going to drop me some players.
No, dude, see, now you've not learned your lesson.
What's the lesson to be learned? I'm not going to stream.
I see why people got so bent out of shape over the trade, and I see why Zach was like, I don't know.
Why do you always make me sound fucking stupid?
He does such good impressions of you. I love it.
Continue on with the trade.
Because... When I read these Reddit posts and these discussions people have about trades that they're trying to make, and then I couple that with the horrific punishments that I'm sure their group of friends have caught up with, I can't imagine, you know, like gambling everything, be like, dude, I think I'm going to trade like half my team for Devin Singletary this week, and like, I don't know, what are you guys feeling like, this matchup feels good for me, I don't know, and then he puts up 6 points. It's like, fuck, dude, I'm gonna get a tattoo of this guy's face on my face, and I wish I didn't do that.
I was just about to say, I think the Dawson Knox has actually outscored Travis Etienne.
He has.
Yes.
Yes.
Twice. In 3 weeks.
Twice. Here's the thing.
I still have him on my bench.
God damn it.
You idiot.
Yeah. Travis Etienne is now injured, and Dawson Knox, I mean, it's been like fucking like a total of like 15 points versus like 13.
Yeah.
But
whatever.
Yeah. I guess technically you won the trade, Waleed. So fuck me. I'm just giving terrible advice. The main point of this is to have either the colluding is now for Waleed, or is it for Cody, or is it?
Yeah, make everybody, because you're going on both.
Because I'm out.
You're fine.
I am not in on the freaking out about losing. Okay,
this meme of colluding is over. It's literally the three of us scrapping out in the bottom here. There's no possible collusion. So here's what the TMG shit playoff picture looks like. King of the shit playoff picture. Here's what we're looking at. All right, so if I by some miracle beat Connor tonight, okay?
I think you will.
That'll put me 4-8. Well, you know, going off your judgment, Zach.
I think you will. You have Michael Pittman and you have Jonathan Taylor. He has.
I know, but I'm just.
You're good.
I'm just, you know.
Yes.
I hold nothing.
Being safe.
Okay?
Yes.
And by the way, let me say, the omen that I have brought in the last three games has been It's been crazy.
You've tried and you're doing great.
Tried and that's scary. When you try, it's so scary. If you tried earlier, I think you would have been number one.
I don't think I'd be one, but I think I'd be up there, guaranteed. Okay, so look, can I just recap this real quick? So, you know, I tap in at week 10, okay? Right. And I beat Emil, but here's the thing. Before I played Emil, I was like, yo, because he had Cooper Kupp left, and I was like, damn, imagine if Kupp got injured. That would be fucking amazing for me, and it happened, okay?
Yeah, so then you sniped him, or you probably paid someone.
Yeah, exactly. I have. Yeah. So people, you know, people want to talk collusion. You know, I got hitmen. That's what we dude. Well,
thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me on the horn, boys.
Yes. Thanks for. We'll do this again maybe next week.
I'm down for next week. We can wrap football.
Yes. Know? We'll check in on the whole colluding, and we'll see if anyone picks
Stop
up.
Stop that word. It's not. Sorry. It's over. Enough with this.
The trade was good. I still have both players.
The trade was good.
The fact that in hindsight the trade actually is okay is fucking crazy to me, but fine, whatever.
We knew that going into it.
All right. Yeah. Well, we'll see you next week maybe.
All right, guys.
Bye, Noel.
Goodbye.
Peace and blessings. We started this shit.
I know. Well, guys, that was Noel on the fucking horn, and let me tell you, he was loud on the horn today.
Yeah,
he has a lot to say about this fantasy shit.
He is into fantasy. Guys, he literally texts, like, he'll 8 text in a row, like, of who to pick and who he, like, and I'm doing my best to, like pick the, like, honestly give him the right players to choose and pick and shit, but obviously in fantasy you just never know what's gonna happen, and he keeps getting mad at me, so... I don't fucking know.
Good luck, I'll tell you.
I thought Dak over Kyler was the easy win, you know?
I mean, just keep giving him bad advice and then maybe...
Well, I'm giving him my actual advice, so if it's bad advice, then fuck me. Anyways.
All right,
you're
guys.
You're in a stream.
Thank you for watching episode 12 of Foul Tip. Big, big episode today.
Dulce.
Curtis Connor.
Great guest. Love that man.
Yeah. Noel Miller on the horn.
Don't love that man. Love that, man. Just kidding.
And we'll see you guys next week when, I don't know, probably a bunch of shit's going to happen.
When I speak Mandarin. Fuck. I'll learn how to say welcome to episode 13 in Mandarin. That's the first thing I'm going to say.
You know, John Cena also knows Mandarin, like fluently.
He's like the fucking Fox, Jamie Fox of white men.
That is
he
true.
He can do anything.
He can do everything. All right, guys. Bye.
Peace and blessings.